ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ एकादशोऽध्यायः। त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः, त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परम् निधानम्। त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः, त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परम् निधानम्। वेत्तासि वेद्यम् च परम् च धाम, त्वया ततम् विश्वमनन्तरूप। इट्स् अ ब्यूटिफुल् वर्स्. दिस् इस् अ वेरि ब्यूटिफुल् महिमा, ग्लोरिफिकेशन् आफ् भगवान् हियर्. त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः, त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परम् निधानम्। वेत्तासि वेद्यम् च परम् च धाम, त्वया ततम् विश्वमनन्तरूप. सो अर्जुन, इन् द प्रीवियस् वर्स् he started his description of Krishna with a different understanding of Krishna. He says he does not see him anymore as his playmate, his contemporary, his charioteer. Now he sees Krishna as a Bhagavan, really. He says, Tvam Adi Devaha. Of course, you are the first and the foremost of everything, the Lord. You are the first and the foremost, the Lord, Adi Devaha. Puranaha Purushaha. The word Purushaha itself, we all know the meaning very well. Many times we have heard this. You are the all-pervasive, everlasting, beginningless, ancient, but ever the same Lord. Puranaha means you are the most ancient, literal meaning. You are beginningless, yet you are ever unchanging, fresh reality. Puranaha. Puranaha Purushaha. Literally, it is the most ancient Purusha. But ancient, Pura means ancient, but Navaha means ever fresh. Anything ancient will fade, but Krishna is ancient in the sense, it's a timeless truth. Krishna, you are essentially the timeless truth. At the same time, you're ever unchanging. Tvam Param Nidhanam. Param Nidhanam. And who is the ultimate end? You are the only Param Nidhana means end. Okay, Param Nidhana means you are the ultimate source of resolution, dissolution. You are the ultimate source of resolution also, of everything. Asya Vishwasya Veta Tvam Asi. And his entire objective universe is of the nature of inertness. And this is known. And you are the, if at all, the knower of the universe is, it is none other than you. Veta means Vetru Shabda, Arkarna Shabda, which means knower. You are the knower. It is said, you are the knower of everything. Tam Asya Vishwasya Veta Asi. Vedyam cha, and you are the one to be known also. What is it which should be known ultimately? Is anything which should be known by anybody ultimately? No. There is nothing other than Bhagavan which is to be understood finally. Therefore, you are the Veta and you are the Vedyam. the only knower of everything is you. And finally, what is that one thing by discovering which everything becomes discovered as it were? What is that which should be discovered at all? Definitely which should be discovered in one's life. What is that which should be known? Vedyam, you are the Vedyam. Is Vedyam is a to be known, which can be known, which should be known is Vedyam. So the Vividhatu, Veti is the verb, but Veta, knower, Vedyam, known, you are the one to be known. Then Paramcha Dhamma. Dhamma means an abode, and Parandhamma, and you are the ultimate truth. Param, you are the ultimate abode. You are the ultimate, you are the most exalted truth, and you are the abode. When you say you are the ultimate, what does it mean? You are the ultimate truth, which is distinct from both cause and the effect. And here it is said, Tvaya Tatam Vishwam, Tvaya Tatam, He Ananta Rupa, He Ananta Rupa, O the one who is of limitless forms, countless forms, because Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of formlessness. But Bhagavan, the one who is in the everything is Bhagavan. Therefore it is said, Ananta Rupaha means, Yasya Rupasya Antam, Antaha Nasti Saha Ananta Rupaha. The one who is of innumerable, countless, limitless forms. Though Bhagavan is formless, all the forms are Bhagavan, who alone is in the form of everything. Therefore, Ananta Rupaha, the one who is of limitless, endless, countless forms. And by him, Idam Vishwam Tatam, this entire universe is pervaded by you, Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan. There is nothing in this universe which is not pervaded by Bhagavan. So, Idam Sarvam Tatam, the entire universe is pervaded by you. This is the beautiful verse. We can read again. Twamadi Devah Purushah Puranah Twamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam Vetasi Vedyancha Parancha Dhamma Twayatatam Vishwamanantarupa. As I said, Arjuna is no more seeing Krishna as the one who is sitting in front of him having diadem, driving his chariot. No. Arjuna's perception of Krishna is now, Arjuna sees Krishna as Bhagavan, as the very truth. Arjuna sees Krishna in his real nature as real Swarup. He says, that's what he has to say, Adi Devaha. Even though Bhagavan has been sitting with Arjuna for all the time, it takes, even for Arjuna, it took very, very long time to appreciate Krishna as Bhagavan. That appreciation of Paramatma, understanding of Bhagavan does not come, it's not happen in anyone's understanding that easily. It takes very long. So, Arjuna might have done namaskaram to Krishna many times before also. But now, that would have been just a very mechanical action. But now, Arjuna's appreciation is very a different appreciation, is a different perspective of Krishna as Bhagavan. So, when he looks at Bhagavan, Krishna as Bhagavan, then his expression of love for Krishna is different, as it is the this is the expression of his bhakti, devotion here. Expression bhakti in the sense what? You cannot relate to a friend. You will not go and talk to a friend like how you talk to Bhagavan. So now, even though Arjuna was treating Krishna like a friend, but now his expression itself proves that he sees Krishna as Bhagavan. So it's Adi Devaha. Why Adi Devaha? Because we always say the entire universe is creation. Created means the before the creation, we say Lord is given the title Brahmaji, Chaturmukaha, the four-headed Brahma. Always the creator of the universe is Hiranyagarbha. Because first mind has to, Ahankara has to become manifest. Only then creation of the universe is possible. And now Arjuna tells in the soul, this Hiranyagarbha, Brahma is the creator of the universe. But who was there even before the Hiranyagarbha originated? He says, before Hiranyagarbha came also, originally who was there was only Bhagavan, Paramatma. And Arjuna is telling, you are Adi Devaha. Only after you, four-headed Brahma came. Therefore, you are before Adi. Adi Devaha means, you are the Lord of even Brahma, and you were there even before Brahma. That is the meaning here. That is why, if you go to Vishnu temples, you can see even today, that Brahma is shown as if he is born out of the lotus, which emerged from Lord Vishnu's navel. From Lord Vishnu's navel, you can see a lotus stalk coming out. On the top of the lotus, Brahma will be sitting. It means what? Vishnu was the first and the foremost of the gods. And from Vishnu's navel, Lord Brahma came into existence. That is, Puranas also present the story. That is why Lord Brahma's name is Padma Bhuvaha. Padma Bhuvaha. I mean, even if you see Guru Parampara's order, Narayanam Padma Bhuvam. So Padmabhuva, Brahmaji comes later. Narayana comes first. So Narayana is the Adi Devaha. You are the first and the foremost of all the devatas, all gods. Adi Deva. So Tamadi Deva Purushav Puranaha. The very word Purushaha tells you are the all pervasive. Another word also there, Patatam also is there. You fills the entire universe. Therefore, you are Purushaha. And you fill every individual also as the innermost self. So, you fill the individual as the self. You fill the entire universe. Pure Ushati, Sarvam Purayati. You fill the entire universe and you fill the individual as the innermost self. You indwell the individual as the very self. So we were Purushaha. Then, Puranaha, the most ancient, means what? Timeless. Simple thing is, beginningless, endless. At the same time, changeless. Therefore, ever fresh. And Param Nidhanam, and you are the Adi Devaha, therefore everything Brahmaji has emerged from you. The entire universe has come from you. And therefore, the entire universe means all the devatas, all the individual beings, all the elements and the elementals, including Hiranyagarbha, has to resolve in you only. You are the ultimate source of dissolution. Resolution also. See, the same description will be given to Lord Vishnu. The same description will be given to Lord. The same description of Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva is given in all Sahasranamas. So this is the proof that we should understand, even though whether Vishnu Sahasranama or Hiranyagarbha Sahasranama or Shiva Sahasranama, or Ganapati Sahasranama, we have the stotrams consisting of 1,000 names of the Lord. So Bhagavan is the only Bhagavan who is of this nature. But different names are given, different forms are invoked. In Bhagavan, Bhagavan is invoked in different forms with the different names as different devatas. If you see ultimately the meaning of all the Sahasranama words, the meanings of the words of all Sahasranamas are one and the same. So same thing will come across there also. Similarly, who is the knower? You are the only knower of everything. There's no experiencer, knower, enjoyer, doer, performer other than you. If we take the whole Jagat, Shankaracharya divides the whole universe into three. The different ways of present ways of presenting the teaching. And one of the ways of presenting the teaching is what? The whole Jagat can be reduced to threefold divisions. That is Jnatru Gaya Jnana Triputi Bhedaha. The world of three divisions. Knower, known, and the knowledge. What is here? You can reduce everything into threefold divisions. Knower, known, knowledge. Performer, performed, and the performance. Like this, we can differentiate it as in terms of doing, in terms of knowing. When you differentiate it in perform, in terms of knowing or doing, ultimately, the very doer is Bhagavan, the performer is Bhagavan, the enjoyer is Bhagavan, experiencer is Bhagavan. There cannot be experience of the experienced world without the Bhagavan. Therefore, we say experience is also Bhagavan. Experienced world also is Bhagavan. Ultimately, the knower is Bhagavan. There is no knower other than Bhagavan here. Therefore, it is said, Tvam Vetasi. And finally, what is that one thing? Everything else is mithya in this world. Except the truth, everything else is mithya. Therefore, how much ever knowledge a person has of the mithya world, within the realm of the world, everything which is mithya, everything which is within the realm of ignorance, there is no moksha. Finally, what is that one thing by knowing which alone the entire world becomes known as it were, moksha also is accomplishable. Mokshadam jnanam. The jnanam which is, what is it which gives moksha is only the paramatma jnanam, satya jnanam, not mithya jnanam. Mithya jnanam cannot liberate us. Mithya jnanam can bless us with a different arriving departing temporary comforts and pleasures and samsara. But liberating jnanam is only paramatma jnanam. And what is that which is to be known is paramatma swarupam. Well, Arjuna is telling, you are the Vedyam. You are the one to be known ultimately. Tvam Veta Asi, Tvam Vedyancha Asi. Therefore, ultimately everything is Mithya means the Mithya enjoys its existence only in Satyam. Therefore, what is the ultimate abode? That is you. So you are the absolute reality. Therefore, essentially, if from the standpoint of the world, you are the Veta, you are the Vedyam. You are the one who knows everything. You are the one to be known. There's no second thing other than you. That's also there. Ultimately, what is to be known also is you for moksha. At the same time, he says, everything is you, but you are free from everything. You are not anything. You are the ultimate absolute reality, which is free from all the Triputi Bhedas. From the standpoint of your Swarupam, you are not the knower. You are not the one to be known also. You are just the reality. But at the same time, the standpoint of the Jagat as a Jiva, when they look at you, the knower is you, to be known also is you. Two ways of looking, Param Dhamma. Therefore, how Bhagavan is the knower? As the Vishwaha, as the experiencer obtaining in the waking state, as the Vishwaha. The Vishwa is another than Paramatma. And as experiencer obtaining in the dream state, the knower, as Taijasa, another than Paramatma. And as the one obtaining in the deep sleep state, as Pragya, one who experiences the world, another than Paramatma. Therefore, the knower experiencer obtaining in all three states of experience is nothing another than Paramatma. So, Vishwaha, Tajasaha, Pragyaha, all three are you, but you are neither the Vishwa, nor the Tajasa, nor the Pragya. Therefore, you are Param Dhamma, Param Nidhanam. When you say Parandhama, it means absolute abode, the pure knowledge. Then Tvaya Tatam Idam Vishwam. So the entire universe is pervaded by you, which means you are the very, in Dakshinamurti Stotram we saw, you are the ultimate support, ultimate substratum. There's no universe which enjoys its existence outside of you. Therefore, all the forms of the universe are you. All the forms are your form. So you are of the endless, limitless forms. Vayur Yamogni Varunashashankaha. Vayur Yamogni Varunashashankaha. Prajapatistvam Pratimama Prapitamahascha. Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasra krutvaha punascha bhoyopi namo namaste. No, it's very auspicious to read these verses on Sunday. You know that? It happened today. Our class is happening on Sunday. First time, I don't know, something, I was late, I was worried actually. But it's very auspicious to read these verses specifically on Sunday. Vayur Yamognir Varunashashankaha Prajapatistvam Pratpitamahascha Namo Namaste Stu Sahasrakrutvaha Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste Vayur Yamognir Varunashashankaha Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha Namo Namaste Stu Sahasrakrutvaha Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste. He says, Tvam. First he says what? Namaha, namaha, te astu. Namaha, namaha, te astu. Salutations unto you, salutations unto you. Namaha, namaha, te. Namo namaste astu, namo namaste. Namaha, namaha, te. See, this repeated expression of namaskara. Repeatedly, he expresses, tells namaskara means that is these words come from the very deep mind of Arjuna, where he really surrenders himself to Bhagavan. Namaha namaha astu te, namaha namaha te, salutations unto you Krishna. How he says bhuyaha api namaha astu te. Bhuyaha. No, again, he himself says many times, namaha, 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 four times. But he again says, Bhuyaha Namaha, again salutations unto you, again and again I bow to you, I fall at your feet. Then Sahasra Kritvaha, the second line, you can see Sahasra Kritvaha. What does it mean, Sahasra Kritvaha? 1,000 times, 1,000-fold repeated salutations unto you. 1,000-fold, Sahasra Kritvaha, Punaha Cha, Bhuyaha Api, again and again, abundance, a many 1,000-fold namaskarams to you, Krishna. Namo namaste stu sahasra kritvaha. Sahasram is 1,000. Sahasra kritvaha means 1,000-fold. 1,000-fold repeated namaskarams to you. And what does he say in the first line? Vayuhu, Yamaha, Agnihi, Varunaha, Shashankaha, Prajapatihi, Prapitamaha, Cha, Tvam. Only one word he says, you, Tvam, you. Krishna, you are all the devatas. You are Vayuhu, Tvam Vayuhu, Tvam Yamaha, Tvam Agnihi, Tvam Varunaha. You are Agni Devata, you are Yama Devata, you are Vayu Devata, you are Varuna Devata. You are Shashankaha Moon, and you are Prapitamaha, the great grandfather. Pitamaha, grandfather. Pita, father. Pitamaha, grandfather. Prapitamaha, great grandfather. And you, Prapitamaha, Prajapatihi, you are the Prajapati Devata. You are the creator. You are the first. So, earlier he said, you are Vishwarupaha. Now he specifically mentions all the so-called devatas. You are all the devatas means you are not any of the devatas, but all the devatas are you. You are everything. Why? Because how is it said you are everything? See, Bhagavan is the Jagat Karanam. Which Karanam? Bhagavan is the Jagat Karanam means Bhagavan is the only Karanam of the innumerable effects which constitute the universe. Because Bhagavan is the therefore Bhagavan is everything. We saw in the previous chapters, when after the sixth chapter is over, the beginning of the seventh chapter, and also other chapters, Bhagavan is presented as the Karanam. Bhagavan is the Paraprakriti, Bhagavan is the Aparaprakriti also. If Krishna actually remains that Shankara Bhagavatpada, according to him, is Arjuna is reminding Krishna's teaching here that you are para prakriti and apara prakriti. Both the prakritis are you. Therefore, if both the causes are you, therefore the everything is you. All the devatas are you. And if you take the word, the prajapatihi is the word which means patihi means the Lord, one who protects. Patihi means pati iti patihi. And prajaha pati iti prajapatihi. The protector of the prajas is called prajapatihi. And prajapatihi is actually devata. And Puranas present that there are 14 Prajapatis. Okay, Purana, in the presentation of the Puranas, Puranas talk about the 14 Prajapatis. And Prajapatis are supposed to contribute for the expansion of all species. Expansion, reproduction, and the of all the species of all Jivarashis. They are said to be Prajapatis. Which means Prajapatis must be married and they must have wives and they must have many children and many families. So there will be lots of the big families. Prajapati means one who is the father also of big families, having many children, many, many, many families. So Prajapati concept is there in our Shastram also, okay, our Puranas also. So mainly they must contribute for the expansion of the species, mainly the human species. Therefore, and we have many well-known Prajapatis. Daksha Prajapatihi, Kashyapa Prajapatihi, we have Brahma also Prajapatihi. Like we have so many Prajapatis. And we don't have the details given anywhere else. Our Puranas only describe the Prajapatis. Therefore, Krishna, now Arjuna says, there's no Prajapati who is not you. So generally, one Prajapatihi is there. One Prajapatihi, which mention is, it is also mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad. Prajapates, Prajapatehe Anandaha. Who is next to Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is before him, above Prajapati. Okay, Hiranyagarbha is above Prajapati. Prajapati comes before Hiranyagarbha. And he says, already he said you are Adidevaha. Now he says, you are also Prajapatihi. All the Prajapatis are you. And you are the only Prajapati of all the Prajapatis. Means what? You are the Lord of all Prajapatis also. So you are Prapitamaha. Which means, if all the Prajapatis, you are above the, all the Prajapatis, above even Hiranyagarbha, therefore you are the first and the foremost of the grandfathers. You are the great-great-grandfather. You are great-grandfather. Prapitamaha. Prapitamaha. So unto you, salutations. Who deserves all salutations, thousandfold salutations? You are the only one. Unto you, thousandfold, repeated, many, many, many salutations I offer again and again. Nam of Puras, it's a nice verse, it's typically like Upanishad mantra. Brahma Purastha, Brahma Purashtataha, Brahma Dakshinataha, we have mantra. So here, he offers salutations to Bhagavan again. Nam of Purastadatha Prishthataste. Namah Purastadatha Prishthataste. Namostute Sarvata Eva Sarva. Namostute Sarvata Eva Sarva. Ananta Viryamita Vikramastvam. Ananta Viryamita Vikramastvam. Sarvam samapnoshitatosi sarvaha. Sarvam samapnoshitatosi sarvaha. Namah purastadatha prishtataste. Namostute sarvata eva sarva. Ananta viryamita vikramastvam. Sarvam samapnoshitatosi sarvaha. So here he says, again Namaskaraha. Again Arjuna offers salutations. Purastad Namaha. Salutations unto you, Krishna, in front. Prishthataha. See, the Purataha, Prishthataha, Sarvataha. All these words are indeclinable words. Puraha or Purastat. Purataha. Same meaning. Salutations unto you in front. Atha. Prishthataha. Te namaha astu. Okay. Salutations. Let there be salutations unto you. Behind. Prishthataha. At the back. Sarvataha eva. Salutations unto you, Krishna, from all sides. Sarvataha, from all sides, I offer salutations to you because you're all pervasive. That is why we have this culture of turning around and doing namaskaram. Atma pradakshinam we always do. Because Bhagavan, there's no place where Bhagavan is not on all sides. So I offer my salutations to you in front, at the back, and also on all around. From all sides, I offer my salutations to you. Ananta Virya Amita Vikramaha. Ananta Virya Amita Vikramaha. Ananta Virya Amita Vikramaha. The word Ananta Virya Amita Vikramaha. Tvam. Who are you? You are Ananta Viryaha. You are of limitless strength, limitless prowess, limitless power. Ananta Virya is one compound, long compound. Amita Vikramaha. Immeasurable valor. Immeasurable valor. So you are of limitless strength, limitless prowess, and immeasurable, infinite strength, valor, courage. Ananta viryamita vikramaha. Yasya viryam anantam. Yasya vikramaha amitaha. He is called Ananta Viryamita Vikramaha. Amita means immeasurable. Mita means measurable. Immeasurable. You are of immeasurable valor and you are of infinite strength. Ananta Viryamita Vikramastvam Sarvam Samapnoshi Tatosi Sarvaha. Arjuna is telling, using second person verb here. Tvam samapnoshi. Apnoshi means you pervade. You reach, you attain, you pervade. You not simply pervade. Samapnoshi. Sam is a prefix. Samapnoshi means you pervade entirely, totally, thoroughly. Tataha. Asi sarvaha. Therefore, you are everything. Tvam sarvaha asi. Sarvaha means the one who is sarvam. Is sarvaha. Yaha sarvam saha sarvaha. The one who is in the form of everything is sarvaha. Said to be sarvaha. So you are sarvaha. Nice name, sarvaha. Namav Purast, you all can do namaskaram to Bhagavan. I tell you, you cannot do a better prayer on Sunday, especially in a situation like this. Namav Purastadata Prishthataste Namostute Sarvata Eva Sarva Ananta Viryamita Vikramastvam Sarvam Samapnoshita Tosi Sarvaha. Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam. Sakheti matva. No, Arjuna. Oh my God. not knowing who you were before, what all I talked to you, Arjuna, Krishna. Now he remains, remembers. Now he sees Krishna as Bhagavan. But before, as a friend, not knowing Bhagavan's glory, what all he would have talked, he would have talked to him like a friend. So now he's asking for apologies. Look at this. Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna he yadava he saketi. Saketi matva. Saketi matva. Prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna he yadava he saketi. Ajanata, ajanata, mahimanam tavedam, ajanata, mahimanam tavedam, maya pramadat pranayena vapi, saketi matva prasabham yaduktam, he Krishna he yadava he saketi, ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya pramadat pranayena vapi yet. I'm going to read the next verse also to do the meaning together. Yachavahasartham asatkritosi yachavahasartham asatkritosi viharashayasana bhojaneshu viharashayasana bhojaneshu ekotavapyachyuta tatsamaksham tatkshamaye twamahamaprameyam ekotavapyachyuta tatsamaksham tatkshamaye twamahamaprameyam. It's a really beautiful verse. Yachavahasarthamasatkritosi viharashayasana bhojaneshu ekothavapyachyuta tatsamaksham tatkshamaye twamahamaprameyam. Okay, what he says, see the first, I want to take this verb first. Kshamaye. I want you to know this verb first, okay? Kshamaye. So, aham kshamaye. Kshamayate means requesting for forgiveness. He, a person, requests forgiveness, seeks forgiveness. When you say kshamayate, the first person will be aham kshamaye, means I request your forgiveness. I beg your pardon, okay? I beg your forgiveness. Aham kshamaye. Krishna, I beg your forgiveness. And, okay, aham kshamaye. For what? He's saying, he's going to say now. Before, what did I do? First he says, saketi matva. Matva means having considered you as sakha. Sakha iti matva. Nanban endru karudi. Having considered you, having taken you as, regarded you as my friend. Sakha iti matva. Just taking you for granted as a friend. Sakha iti matva. And then how did they call you? Hey Krishna. Hey Yadava. Hey sakhe. Iti, no? I called you, oh my friend, hey sakhe. Hey sakha iti, hey sakha, oh friend, hey yadava, oh yadava, hey Krishna, hey Krishna. I called you by these names. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakha, iti, oh friend, oh Yadava, oh Krishna. Like this, casually I called you, I addressed you by your names, different names. You know, why I called you like that? Because having regarded you as my friend. Sakha iti matva, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakha iti uktam na prasabham yaduktam. Prasabham, prasabham means what? Prasabham means suddenly with the rude expressions, rudely. Okay, rudely, impolitely. Prasabham, impolitely, rudely, whatever was said, yaduktam, whatever was said, are you calling you in this manner, having regarded you as my friend? So, sakha iti matva, prasabham, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey sakha iti yaduktam, whatever was told. Why it was said, why did I do it? He says next line, ajanata, mahimanam ajanata, tava idam mahimanam ajanata, tava, your, idam mahimanam ajanata. It was, you were called in this manner, having regard, considered you as my friend, you were called in this manner by me, maya, uktam, without knowing your greatness. Tava mahimanam, you were called by me, being considered as a friend by me in this manner, by me, the one who was ignorant of your greatness, glory. Tava idam mahimanam ajanata. See, ajanat, janan, shatruantam padam, janan, janata by the one who knows, ajanata by the one who does not know. So you were called by me in this manner, considered as a friend by me who were not aware of your greatness. Ajanata, without knowing your glory, I called you in this manner. You were called by me, the one who was ignorant of your greatness. Ajanata. Tava idam mahimanam ajanata maya idam uktam. Okay, it was, you were called by me, the one who was not aware of your glories, greatness. Why? Pramadat. Pramadat. Again, indifferently. Pramadaha is indifference. Pranayena vapi. Pranayaha, here usually pranayaha means politely, but here pranayaha means with affection. As because you are considered as a friend by me, therefore affectionately also you are called. Indifferently, affectionately, at the same time, sometimes impolitely, rudely, also called by me, the one who was not ignorant, who was not aware of this greatness, the glory of yours. Means I did not know your glory. I did not know your greatness. Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam, he Krishna he Yadava he saketi, ajanata mahimanam tavedam, maya pramadat pranayena vapi. தவ இதம் மகிமானம் அஜானதா மயா. தவ இதம் மகிமானம் அஜானதா மயா பிரமாதாத் பிரணயேன பிரசபம். ஹே கிருஷ்ண, ஹே யாதவா, ஹே சகா இதி சகா இதி மத்வா யதுக்தம். Whatever has been told. Okay, we have to move to next verse also. Yachavaha sartham asatkritosi vihara shayyasana bhojaneshu ekothava pyachyuta tatksamaksham tatkshamaye twamaham aprameyam. He says again, yat cha, if you break it, yat cha, break the yat cha as yat cha. When yat comes, that. When you add the cha also, yat cha, further, further, moreover. He says, yat cha, avahasartham. Avahasaha means teasing. Making fun is called avahasaha. Teasing, making fun is avahasaha. So avahasartham, no, for the sake of fun, for making fun of you, avahasartham. Okay, asatkritaha. See, asatkritaha means, see, asatkaraha. See, satkaraha means honor. Satkaraha means honoring. Asatkaraha means what? Humiliating, slighting. So, not intentionally, but considering you as a friend, for just for the sake of fun, asatkritaha asi. You were many. Asatkritaha asi. Mean what? You have been humiliated or slighted by me. When in the given choice given, vihara samaye, while playing, viharaha means play, sport, vihara samaye, mean what? While playing, the time of playing. Then shayya means lying down, bed. Shayya means bed. During the bedtime or while reclining, while lying down, while reclining, while playing. Vihara, shayya. Then asanam means sitting. Asanam is sitting. So viharaha masculine noun, shayya feminine noun, asanam neuter noun. While sitting. Asanam, while sitting. Bhojanam, neuter noun, eating. Viharaha, shayya, asanam, bhojanam. Make a compound. Vihara, shayya, shayyasana, bhojana, bhojana. Bhojaneshu, bhojanani. Vihara, shayyasana, bhojanani. Different actions, different occasions. Bhojaneshu means what? In all those occasions, while playing, while lying down, while or reclining, or during the bedtime, or while sitting and or eating, in different occasions, okay, on different situations, all of them, you have been slighted just for the sake of fun. Yatcha avahasartham. விகார சமயே, ஷய்யா சமயே, ஆசன சமயே, போஜன சமயே, அசத்கிருதா அசி, யூ ஹவ் பீன் ஸ்லைட்டட் பை மீ, ஆல் தோ சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ். ஏகஹ அதவா அபி அச்சுத. கிருஷ்ணாஸ், அர்ஜுனாஸ் அட்ரஸிங் கிருஷ்ணாஸ், ஹே அச்சுத, ஹே அச்சுத. And how were you slighted? Samaksham ekaha. Samaksham means in front of others. samaksham means in front of others. When others are seeing, that's the meaning. Samaksham, in front of others, in public. Ekaha, or in person. Ekaha, in person. That api is that. Ekaha, athava. Api, either in person, in privacy, or in front of others. Samaksham, in front of others means in public. Samaksham ekaha athava. Athava ekaha. Either in person, in privacy, or in public, in front of others. Sat samaksham. You have been slighted by me. For the sake of fun. Asatkritaha asi. Okay. And who? So, tat sarvam kshamaye. Therefore, I beg your pardon. I beg your forgiveness. I beg your forgiveness means Tvam aprameyam aham kshamaye. And you are, who are you? He Achyuta, you are aprameya. I beg your pardon. I beg you to forgive. And who are you? Aprameyaha. I request you the aprameyaha. Prameyaha means the perceptible, objectifiable. Aprameyaha means imperceptible. You are the essentially, the imperceptible truth. I request your forgiveness. I request you, the imperceptible, unobjectifiable truth. Bhagavan, I request you to forgive me. Okay, this is the meaning. So, avahasartham vihara shayya asana bhojaneshu tvam asatkritaha asi ekaha athava samaksham he achyuta tat aprameyam tvam aham kshamaye. Tvam aprameyam aham kshamaye he achyuta. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the verse. Let us see together again. Saketi matva prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna he Yadava he Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Yachavaha sarthamasatkritosi. Vihara shayasana bhojaneshu. Ekothavapyachyuta tatsamaksham tatkshamaye tvamaham aprameyam. See, when we do not know, when we do not have the proper understanding of the concept of Bhagavan, we all do this, not just Arjuna. Arjuna, having Krishna as a playmate, as a charioteer, as a contemporary, he enjoyed him. So even though he was with Bhagavan, he was ignorant. So he treated him differently. So what he says, this is a lesson for all of us who sometimes blame Bhagavan, condemn Bhagavan. We say, where is Bhagavan? Because all these things we say only when we do not know really what Bhagavan is. Who Bhagavan is. It is the ignorance of the concept of Bhagavan. We say anything about Bhagavan. Once you understand who Bhagavan is, naturally we only bow to him. Bowing means what? Understanding Bhagavan as the knowledge backing the order. Understanding Bhagavan as the order governing the functions. Understanding Bhagavan as the functions governed by knowledge and order. understanding Bhagavan as the one in whose presence everything evolves, everything happens, and who alone is in a form of perfect order, pointing out the cause for everything, reason for everything, and naturally we have no choice other than bowing to Bhagavan. I mean surrendering our will to Bhagavan. It's a very important lesson. Surrendering one's will to Bhagavan means surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma, which means Bhagavan is not a human. Bhagavan is not a human being. Bhagavan does not have any form. Bhagavan is the very knowledge backing the order. Bhagavan is the very order involved in the functions. Bhagavan is in the form of the functions. Bhagavan is the consciousness principle in whose blessing, in whose presence even the entire material world evolves. Means everything is within the realm of the order. This lack of understanding of Bhagavan being the knowledge and the order really makes us incapable of accepting the situations. That is the main teaching. So here Krishna Arjuna says, you were like my friend. I treated you as a friend and you were with me. And I called you by all these words. I made fun of you. And even I slighted you. I did all these things. Why? Tava mahimanam ajanan. Because I did not know your greatness. So he says, kshamaye. So I seek your forgiveness. So, achyuta is another important word here. Chyavate is the verb. Chyavate. Chyuta means that which slips. So the truth can never, no cause can ever slip away from the effect. Imagine, the clay can never slip from the pot. Wood can never slip away from the table. Gold can never slip away from the ornament. Water can never slip away from the wave or ocean. The truth can never slip away from anything. In fact, the form slips, the truth never slips. Very important. The form becomes, what about the form? The form always chutam, rupam chutam, but tasatyam achutam. The truth doesn't slip away, but the form slips. That is why Bhagavan is called achyuta. The form and name slip. No, chavete. Namarupe chavete. Satyam na chavate. That's why it's achyuta. That which does not slip away is achyuta. That which is always there changelessly. Whether the universe is manifest or unmanifest, that which is always there as the achyuta. The existence of the whole. O achyuta means, O the Lord who alone is in the form of existence of everything. That is why in Namatraya Japa, the first word is achyuta. Om achyutaya namaha. Om anantaya namaha. Om govindaya namaha. Why achyuta comes there first? Because Bhagavan never slips away. Everything can slip. One thing which does not slip away at all is achyuta. Okay, achyuta. Hey achyuta. That is why he's addressing, hey achyuta. Aprameyam tvam aham kshamaye. Therefore, you are achyuta, therefore also what? Aprameyaha. Aprameyam is objective case. Achyuta is an vocative case. He's addressing Bhagavan as, hey Achyuta, Tvam Aprameyam Aham Kshamaye. I seek your forgiveness, you, the one who is ever imperceptible and objectifiable. Why? You are the very Swarupam of the perceiver. You, the very Swarupam of the perceiver, who alone is in the form of the perceived world, but who can never be perceived. Imperceptible. Aprameya. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Tvamasya pujyascha gururgariyan. Tvamasya lokasya tvamasya pujyascha gururgariyan. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Tvamasya pujyascha gururgariyan. Natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Lokatrayepyapratimaprabhava. Lokatrayepyapratimaprabhava. Natvatsamostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Lokatrayepyapratimaprabhava. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Tvamasya pujyascha gururgariyan. Natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Lokatrayepya pratima prabhava. He says, Tvam asi, you are. Tvam asi, you are. Hey Krishna, hey Bhagavan, you are Characharasya Lokasya Pita Asi. See, repetition is just to repeat, just to keep one's mind in Bhagavan, repeatedly present the same glorifications, just for the sake of placing the mind in Bhagavan, acknowledging Bhagavan's greatness, glory. So, Tvam Characharasya Lokasya Pita Asi. You are the father of the entire world. Which world? Characharasya. You are the only father of this entire world of animate and inanimate beings. You are the father of is world of living, non-living, animate, inanimate, sentient, insentient, mobile, immobile beings. Chara acharasya. Chara stands for sentient, living, mobile beings. Achara stands immobile also, beings also. All living beings. Achara stands for inanimate. So, lokas characharasya lokasya tvam pita asi. You are the father of the entire world of animate, inanimate beings. Asya lokasya pujyaha cha. And you are, you and cha and asya lokasya, the same asya lokasya I have to take again. You not only are the father of the universe, Lokasya, you are also, he says, Pujyaha, you are the only high, the most adorable. Pujyaha means adorable. You are the worshipable, you are the adorable, worshipful. Pujyaha. And then Guruhu. Guruhu means, literal meaning is teacher. Guruhu also big. Okay, you are the Guruhu. You are the only teacher. You are the only father of this universe. And you are the most, you are the glorifiable and adorable. Gariyan. Gariyan means great, superior. And you are the most superior to all. There's no superlative degree here. I'm simply adding this up. You are superior. You are greater. Gariyan. Na tvat samaha asti. Simple verb. Okay. Na tvat samaha asti. Tvat samaha na asti. There is none in this universe which is comparable or equal to you. Nothing in the world, none in the world who is or which is equal to you. There is none who is equal to you. Tvat samaha. Unakku oppanavar ingu evarum illai. Tvat samaha na asti. When there's none who is equal to you, how can there be some who's more than you? Therefore, abhyadikaha na asti. Tvat samaha anyaha nasti. Tvat abhyadikaha api anyaha nasti. Kutaha anyaha abhyadikaha. When there is none equal to you, how can there be who is somebody superior to you? Abhyadikaha. Abhyadikaha means who is more than you, superior to you, greater than you. There is none. How can there be? Because there is none who is equal to you in this world. Tat samaha anyaha nasti. Abhyadikaha anyaha nasti. Kutaha, how is it possible? No. Lokatraye api, not only in this world, Krishna, even in all the three worlds, even the worlds, if you take all the set of the 14 worlds, you take seven above, right from Bhuloka. Bhuloka, Bhavarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Tapoloka, Janaloka, Satyaloka. In all these seven worlds above, are reduced to three as Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Seven reduced to three is Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. We call the seven as what? Lokatrayam. Lokatrayepi, in all three worlds, Tvat Samaha Anyaha Nasti. Not only in this Bhuloka, even in higher lokas, there's none who is equal to you. Therefore, there cannot be anyone who is superior to you, greater than you. Okay, lokatrayepi nasti. And Arjuna is addressing Bhagavan as apratima prabhava. Beautiful word it is. Apratima prabhava. See, pratima means an image. A statue is called pratima. Image. So, Prabhavaha means glory, greatness, power, strength, prabhavaha, even influence. So, yasya prabhavasya pratima nasti. Yasya prabhavasya pratima nasti. So, pratima should be taken as what now? An image which is matchable, is pratima. So, pratima prabhavaha means one whose strength, the power, has a match, an image. Okay, matchable image is called pratima prabhava. Apratima prabhavaha means the one whose strength, prowess or power is unmatchable. The Lord of unmatchable, immeasurable power is called Apratima Prabhavaha. The Lord of unmatched, immeasurable strength, Apratima Prabhavaha. Oh, Apratima Prabhava, he is addressing. Inayatra Shakti Udayavane, incomparable, immeasurable, unmatchable strength, O Lord of unmatchable strength, O Lord of immeasurable strength. There is none who is equal to you, there is none who is superior to you in all the three worlds. Therefore, you are the superior, you are the teacher, you are the adorable in this world, and you are the Lord, you are the father of this entire universe of animate and inanimate beings. Pitasi lokasya characharasya Tvamasya pujyascha gurur gariyan natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyah natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyah tvat samah na asti natvat samostyabhyadikah kutonyah tvat samah Asti, Visargasandhi. Asti, Abhyadikaha, Asti, Abhyadikaha, Yansandhi. Hope you all can make out. Kutaha, Anyaha. How can there be another one who is more than you? That's the meaning. Natvatsamostyabhyadikah kutonyaha. Lokatrayepyapratimah prabhava. I can go on and on, but I can tell you, you all know well now. Sometimes you should not feel tired of repeat telling. Bhagavan is both Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Therefore, Bhagavan is the only intelligent and material causes of the universe. Therefore, everything is Bhagavan. That is why, that is, I didn't want to do too many times. That's what, that is the meaning. Which means, when you say Bhagavan is the father of everything, what it means is, the whole universe, the whole cosmos is reduced to one word, Ma. Ma, when you say mother. Ma means Lakshmi. And Dhavaha means husband. Ma Dhavaha means husband of Lakshmi. The Lord of father means, don't mistake, your father means not that there's no mother. The whole cosmos is mother, and this mother herself is where? Not outside of the father. Okay, that's the meaning. The father of the universe means all the forms constitute together is what? One mother, Madhavaha, the Lord of the universe. Husband of Lakshmi is literal meaning. Actually, Lord of the universe. The one in whom Srihi resides, the resident of Sri is Paramatma, Sri Nivasaha. Srihi Nivasati Yasmin Sahashinivasaha Madhavaha. You say Bhagavan is the father of the whole universe. What it means is the material cause is a thing but power of Bhagavan. Power of Bhagavan manifests is the universe, and the which power is inseparable from Paramatma. And so, Bhagavan being the source of the power, which alone is in the form of the universe, Bhagavan is looked upon as the father. Not literally, you should not take literally as father. Bhagavan as the intelligent cause, the source of the material cause also, Bhagavan is looked upon as father. So Bhagavan being the cause of everything, everything is effect. Therefore, naturally, the effect has no independent existence. Therefore, Bhagavan is everything, father of everything. Characharasya. So therefore, and you are the most adorable here. Pujyaha. You are the Guru. Everything is Bhagavan. So all namaskarams, all offerings, everything actually originally goes to Bhagavan only. That is why when we do namaskaram to anyone, ultimately it goes to Bhagavan, because it is Bhagavan alone is in the form of everything. This is the meaning. That is why we need not work for, what does it mean now? We need not work hard for Bhagavan's darshanam hereafter. Why? When do you miss Bhagavan's darshanam? When you say everything is Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan, which fraction of second can you miss Bhagavan? If your understanding should go now, all that is there is only Bhagavan means, okay, I am non-different from that Bhagavan. Until the vision becomes assimilated, I am here with the grace, because of the grace of Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavat Sakshatkaraha, how can you work for it? That's why I taught you in Dakshinamurti Stotram. Sakshatkaraha means seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, seeing Bhagavan as the whole, okay, is in fact Sakshatkaraha. Essentially, Bhagavan is the truth, which you claim the truth as yourself. That is the Bhagavan here. Vishwarupa Darshanam means seeing Bhagavan as the whole Jagat. Therefore, last verse. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadaye twamahamisha medium. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadaye twamahamisha medium. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuhu. Priyav priyayarhasi deva sodhum. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadaye twamahamishamidyam. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuhu. Priyav priyayarhasi deva sodhum. Priyav priyayarhasi deva sodhum. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadaye twamahamisha medium. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyuhu. Priyav priyayarhasi deva sodhum. So here, tasmat, therefore, having presented Bhagavan's glories, now Arjuna says, pranamya. Okay, this is my appreciation of you, Krishna, now. So Bhagavan has been talking from second chapter. He has been talking. Arjuna has been listening. In between, Bhagavan gave him some opportunities to talk back, to ask him to get his doubts clarified. Now, in the 11th chapter, after revealing his Vishwarupa Darshanam, now Bhagavan has given a different perspective. The same Krishna he is still seeing. Look at this important lesson. See, Bhagavan has not given Arjuna a new vision of Krishna. Bhagavan has not given him a new vision of Krishna, but Bhagavan has given him the new perspective of Krishna. Have you got it? Bhagavan has given him new perspective of Krishna. Same Krishna he is still seeing. Before he saw him as an ordinary person, now he sees him as Bhagavan. Same Krishna is seen, which means Shastram does not, even Esther was telling in the class, Shastram does not give you a new, brand new knowledge, experience. Bhagavan, Shastram only gives you a different perspective of what you are already experiencing. So Krishna has been talking what he has done. He still sees the same Krishna, but with a different perspective. This is what the teaching does. Teaching does not give you a new experience. Teaching gives you the new perspective of what you are already experiencing. Okay, this is an important lesson you all must remember. I'm going to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.